Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi with us for this hour and part of the next. Then Aaron Dykes will join us in the studio with part four on eugenics. We've made some shocking new discoveries about just how dominant this is and some of the connections just to wait. Now, of course, there's been a supposed controversy. Just like the Bush administration, along with Hillary and others, claimed that the amnesty plan was not an amnesty, and then we got the bill. It was worse than an amnesty. It was a pardon for felons and people who hadn't paid taxes for 5 years. And they're hoaxing again, claiming there's no North American Union move, no SPP, even though we have the four-year documents thanks to Judicial Watch and Dr. Corsi and others. And I just got the book last week. I've read part of it. It is a beautiful, hardbound book, The Late Great USA. You can get it for $19.95 at InfoWars.com. And I know you may know all about SPP and the New World Order, but you need to have the actual book with the documents. He only goes off the facts. And then when you're done reading this book, so you can increase your knowledge and really be informed, give it to your friends, your family, your neighbors, your skeptical boss, your skeptical employee. I don't care. Every mind that we unlock, every person we wake up, is vital, because we are in a fight for this republic. We are literally on the edge of losing this country. They're integrating the three nations right now, simultaneously signing agreements with the EU, already integrating that bloc. This stealth integration, as they call it, continues. So the late, great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada, and it is just absolutely vital that you get this book. And joining us is Dr. Corsi. We're about to break and come back in a long segment. But Dr. Corsi, you really hit one out of the park again with The Late Great USA, and I'm excited to see that it's doing very well.
Well, Alex, it's a great honor to be back with you. And we just got notified yesterday it's going to be on the extended New York Times bestseller list. It's going to be number 28 debuting, which we're pretty amazed at.
Congratulations.
Well, we haven't even gotten them fully in the bookstores yet. I mean, you've got some. Thank you for marketing it as well. We really appreciate it. But even the bookstores are yet being stocked, and we had to go into a third printing. So we're scrambling as hard as we can to meet the demand for the books. And I thank the readers. I thank God that we've got this interest. I think it's a vital story to tell. We've got to get this detailed documentation in front of people so they can judge for themselves. The North American Union plan is alive and well. And instead of being duped by the government to say, don't worry about this, it's just a dialogue between three friendly nations, go look at the documents yourselves. That's why I put in 30 pages of footnotes in a 235-page book.
Well, people have got to get to this now, because it's one thing to have heard we have SPP documents, another thing to hear this is happening and then argue with people. I mean, you'll actually have it when you get the book. And I want to do a part two next week on this, because there's
That'd
too much
great.
To cover in just an hour and 15 minutes that we've got together today, Dr. Corsi. But when we get back from break, what should we start on first? Because my audience is already somewhat informed, but I think we should try to give people still the overarching skeleton of this and then start putting meat on it.
I think it's great. It's a great honor to be with you and your audience, and I think we should do that and make sure we cover the details of how this all got started and know. So people know where the documents are that they can go look at and argue over with those people who don't yet see this plan.
Now, Dr. Corsi, when we get back, we'll also talk about how you effectively have woken up a lot of skeptics, because people don't want to believe that they're also being hoaxed. And I want to talk about the deception and the twisting. Like David Rockefeller says, we're not for global government. We're for global governance. Well, the two things are the same in the dictionary, but they know the general public doesn't know that governance is government. We'll be back with Dr. Jerome Corsi, the book, The Late Great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. It's ongoing. Jerome Corsi, PhD, co-author of the New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want you to get a copy of this book. I want you to call the toll-free number, 888-253-3139, to get a copy discounted, $19.95. It's $25.95 in stores and well worth it. It's a beautiful hardcover book. The Late Great USA, or go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order it today. He has their own documents in here. I know these documents well because I'm putting them in my film, Endgame, and I'm looking at them right now. I'm looking at the shadow government's SPP model. It's all here. And people tend to separate this out, where NAFTA highways, Trans-Texas corridors, inland ports run by Mexico and Kansas City, San Antonio, they tend to separate out all the illegal aliens running around. They tend to separate out how they're above the law and get bank loans without even IDs. People separate all these new regulations and taxes out, or the fact that they've introduced legislation to pay for roads in Mexico. That's right. Our government can take your tax money to build roads in Mexico to bring more goods up here. I mean, it's incredible. And it's all interconnected, and that's what the Late Great USA does, and that's what Dr. Jerome Corsi does. It shows you it's all part of one agenda. Dr. Corsi, out of the gates, the secrecy, the lying, what it's taken to get these FOIA documents, the years I spent, the years you've spent, and many others fighting this, and we have the smoking gun evidence. I mean, literally an armory of smoking guns, but still the big Hitler lie, you know, tell a big enough lie, some people will buy it, still is working with some people thinking we just make all this stuff up. I mean, can you go over some of the lies we've seen, what it's taken for you to get the documents, and then, I mean, even conservative groups have attacked you and claimed you're lying? I mean, this is incredible.
This is the White House attacks me, the Commerce Department again did yesterday in the Washington Times. Let's just go at one of the core lies here, Alex. The Security and Prosperity Partnership on its website, SPP.gov, sampeterpaul.gov, website maintained in the Department of Commerce, it says it has a section called Myths versus Facts, and it claims that, you know, it properly states that the Security and Prosperity Partnership is not a law, not a treaty, though the website brags about that. I mean, I think that they'd be ashamed to admit that because it means that the government's operating under what's nothing more than a press release. We have no law, no treaty to justify all this activity. And the 2005-2000 report of the leaders say there are 20 working groups that are meeting with Canada and Mexico, the bureaucrats of the three countries, integrating and harmonizing our laws, changing our administrative regulations, opening our borders. And the Myths versus Facts says, well, this is just a dialogue. Well, Alex, on page 81 of the book I published, I got from our government the government's own organizational chart for the various working groups, and I published the U.S. version of it. So in all these boxes, we've got the Transportation North American Working Group, and it's headed in the U.S. by Jeffrey Shane, who's an undersecretary of transportation for policy. And these little boxes of the working groups report to three cabinet secretaries. You can see it reporting to Secretary Rice, Secretary of State, Chertoff in Homeland Security, and Gutierrez in Commerce. The next level, the boxes report to the Homeland Security Council and the National Security Council and the White House, and finally to the Office of the President. Now, Alex, the government has never published this organizational chart. This is one of the things I got in the Freedom of Information Act request. But if I can get an organizational chart that works and is published by our government privately, that means that these bureaucratic trilateral structures are operating as a shadow government. They're an official, organized structure, not just a dialogue like Myths versus Facts, Lies, and States. I mean, these are shocking things to me. When I got this organizational chart and I looked at it, I said, wait a minute, this is a formal structure. A formal structure doesn't exist when you're just talking with your neighbors. Formal structure means that, you know, each of the three countries, the bureaucrats are organized to report to the three cabinet levels in each country, to the office of the, you know, whatever council is within the government.
A year and a half into SPP meetings, 2 years plus after the March 23rd signing back in 2005 in Waco, Texas, or outside Waco at the ranch, I mean, we have all this going on. And we now see the effects. We now see the deals being made. We now see the infrastructure merger happening.
Well, we do because, I mean, let's just take a few of the examples. Mary Peters is now Secretary of Transportation, continues to announce that we're going to have the Mexican truck demonstrations, which I think is really a permanent project. 100 Mexican trucking companies with their long-haul rigs running anywhere they want to in the United States. And, Alex, they're going to come in at the border on fast lanes, these FAST lanes, that the SPP working groups have created. They're going to have RFID identification stickers in the windshields, which will match the RFID identification the drivers have been given as trusted traders. All of the cargo of these trucks will have been e-manifest logged, and the trucks will not be opened. Under the SPP working groups, it's set up that the Mexican trucks will enter the United States at about a 15-second interval.
Now, let's be clear. And then they are under another regulatory system, and the state police and others are being told, just leave them alone. They're a trusted traveler. And then at the same time, the cities and states are trying to implement RFID chips to tax Americans on the new toll roads to pay for infrastructure in Mexico. So really, it's a total control grid.
It's a total control grid. And Alex, when the Department of Transportation published these regulations, remember the House of Representatives voted 411-3 to block the Mexican truck experiment. Okay, the Department of Transportation ignored that. The administration went and lobbied the Senate
By the way, sir, they're here. I mean, people keep saying it's coming.
Sure.
I mean, for years, I see big, giant trucks with Mexican tags on them.
Absolutely, and this is just going to open up the border so really an unlimited number of trucks can come across. 100 trucking companies. I want to know who's going to monitor that there's just 100, and nobody's putting any limitation on the number of trucks those 100 companies can have. Now, the regulations that the Department of Transportation filed in the Federal Register says ridiculous things, like they developed a form, if you'll believe it, Alex, for the Mexicans to fill out to prove these drivers were drug tested. Well, Mexico is a drug cartel-controlled country. Their commercial driver's license bureaus can't even prove that the Mexicans they give the licenses to are the people they say they are. They may fill out the forms, but they won't drug test the drivers. You get all the forms filled out, I'm sure, but it's going to be totally unreliable. And the Department of Transportation is going to say, fine, come across the border, the form is filled out. I mean, that to me is just shocking.
Well, I mean, can you imagine trying to merge Mexico and the U.S.? I mean, I've been in Mexico many times, folks. The last time I was down there, I was down near the Guatemalan border in Costa Maya checking out some of the pyramids. And we were on a big mainline bus, and they were stopping all the buses, and the bus driver had to go give cash to Mexican troops with machine guns. I mean, this is who we're being merged with.
And the Department of State regularly issues advisories for Americans saying, if you're going to go into Mexico, don't leave the resorts. Go directly to the resorts and stay there, because you could be kidnapped, killed, or otherwise robbed and harassed while in Mexico. And it's a lawless drug cartel-controlled country. And the police and the politicians operate in the system of bribery. That's the way Mexico is. Alex, but the working groups are doing everything to open the borders. Mary Peters, Department of Transportation, just held in April 27th in Tucson, Arizona, the first North American transportation trilateral meeting. And she called it trilateral meeting. Into Tucson came her counterparts, the Secretaries of Transportation of Mexico and Canada, and they announced that the SPP working groups have built 5 wide area augmentation stations for Mexico and Canada.
Now understand, they're building the buildings, setting up the infrastructure, and you still call Congress, and most congressmen and women will say it doesn't exist, there's no such thing, and will laugh at you and say, go find a flying saucer.
That's right, and these wide area augmentation systems they built for Mexico and Canada are the technology needed to draw down the global positioning satellite data that is at the core of our air traffic control system. So we've just given our air traffic control system to Mexico and Canada so they can fly their airlines into the United States airspace as if we're all just North Americans. And by the way, that means that the Canadian and Mexican air traffic controllers can also know where the military airplanes are.
And by the way, that is totally key, because when you start merging your secret navigational systems, when you start going onto the same metrics, when you start going onto the same scales and systems and merging bureaucracies, which this does on 100 fronts, that's it. That is the essence of merger.
That's right. And Alex, then they announced, Mary Peters announced that this first North American transportation trilateral that soon Mexican and Canadian airlines were going to be able to operate in U.S. airports out of the domestic terminals and to serve completely domestic routes within the United States. So you could have Aeromexico and Canadian Airlines serving routes New York to Los Angeles or Denver to Las Vegas or Dallas. Over
and that's
New
officially
Orleans.
Saying right there that it's all one country.
All one country, and there will be no distinction made because they won't have to operate under the international terminals. We're all North Americans. We're all now in the same air traffic control system.
And, of course, you found out last year that business owners in Texas and other areas are getting their North American Union ID numbers.
That's right. In order to qualify now today in Texas for what business classification number you are, for tax and other identification reasons, you have to go into a North American code to get your number. You can't go into a strictly Texas or U.S. code book.
Let me give people an example of how this happens. When we get back, I will. Stay there, Dr. Corsi. I want to talk more about that. That's why this book is so important, ladies and gentlemen. Don't say you weren't warned. And when your congressman says it doesn't exist, you ought to cram one of these down their throat. the late, great USA. Go give them one of these.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson for Midas, July 19th, 2007. Gold 673.40 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $695.03, $342.90 for half, $171.45 for quarter. That's $695.03, $342.90, and $171.45. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Book, The Late Great USA, it is a powerhouse. The coming merger with Mexico and Canada, 1995, that's a $6 discount at Infowars.com. Get it. Dr. Corsi is our guest. We're going to open the phones up in about 15 minutes at 1-800-259-9231. But specifically, I want to talk about the North American Union, NAFTA highways, the open borders, any of the issues that tie in together here, the New World Order. Dr. Corsi can talk about it. So I'm asking callers that you call in on that subject. I do that once or twice a week when we have a guest on a specific issue. I'm going to hang up on you or move on if it's not New World Order related, basically, because I want to be able to focus in on this. Doctor, of course, I want to get more into these ID numbers for Texas businesses with the trader, Rick Perry. He went to the Bilderberg meeting a few months ago. But before we do that, overall, Bush and the Democrats tried to pass an amnesty. The hoax didn't work. They lost even more credibility. Congress now has a 12% approval rating. Cheney has a 12%, down from 14%, respectively. But they still think they can just blanket lie to us. Is it the jig starting to go up? I mean, some people will still buy ice at the North Pole. But my point is that I do see a mass awakening happening. And are they still as just arrogant and hubris-filled as before? Because it seems like they just continue the congenital lying. Or are they starting to figure out that the hoax is up?
I think they're going to continue the lying. I think this defeat, for instance, in Congress was classic. The whole attempt here, Alex, is exactly the incremental approach I say that the globalists are taking. So George W. Bush opens the border. He does, in 6 years as president, he does not secure our borders with Mexico and Canada. We've got a war on terror going, and the open border makes a lie of that war on terror. So you've got to say, why is George Bush leaving the border open? Well, he's doing it intentionally. Income, 12 million, an admitted 12 million, which probably means there's 20 or 30 million illegal aliens, three-quarters of which come under George W. Bush's term. That means today, admittedly, the government admits that one of every 10 people born in Mexico is living in the United States as a Mexican citizen. Then Bush goes to Congress and he says twice, you've got to pass this Kennedy-McCain bill, which will legitimate these illegal aliens to stay. Because we can't do anything about it. You know, we can't send them home. We can't round them up. So the fait accompli, the problem that George Bush created intentionally, the illegal aliens being here with an open border policy, then he comes back to finally get the law passed when he's trying to say to the Congress and the American people, there's nothing you can do about it except compromise your sovereignty. That was the plan. And the people did see through it. The people did raise up in arms and say, no, we're not going to do this. And it was the phone calls, the overwhelming calls, shows like yours that exposed the hypocrisy and this incrementalism. But the problem is we haven't solved anything. The borders are still open. The 12 or 20 or 30 million illegal aliens are still here. By 2010 or 2015, it will be one out of every five people born in Mexico are living in the United States.
I would liken it to this. We're like a jumbo jet, and the hijackers have taken over the main body of the plane. They haven't gotten through the cockpit door. Bush was trying to get the pilots to hand over the plane completely, but now we're just in a stalemate or a literal Mexican standoff where they've overrun the plane. They're literally running most of the major cities openly, have mayors apologizing and going, I don't arrest you for DWIs. You're already above the law. Please, please.
Right. And it gets worse because, you see, the people say, okay, we have this great victory. We beat the Shamnesty bill. But the problem is we didn't accomplish anything fundamentally. We prevented a disaster, which would have been the some form of, legitimating.
The coup de grace.
The coup de grace would have been. But it still is continuing. But the people go back to sleep thinking we've accomplished something. And then the globalists continue down the path. The multinational corporations continue down the path. So in August, on the 20th and 21st, in Quebec, there's going to be the third summit meeting of the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. There'll be a totally closed meeting again. They're going to have a 25-kilometer security perimeter that nobody will be allowed in or out of, no protesters at all. And at the meeting, the press won't even attend the working session. It'll be George Bush is going to fly up to the meeting with Stephen Harper, Prime Minister of Canada.
25 kilometer, ladies. That's like
25 kilometer.
18 mile radius. No one.
No protest. Security perimeter.
Unbelievable. Dr. Corsi, stay there. We'll come back and continue with this. This is your supposed free government, Canada, the U.S., Mexico, meeting in secret to further butcher our countries. Government secretly operating. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom Dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Welcome back.
Well,
by the way, I have thousands of documents, I mean hundreds of books, where globalists 80 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, write books and say, we've got to keep it secret from the public. We're going to set up a one-world government incrementally. It's going to be world socialism so that the elites don't ever have any competition to deal with. Again, it's the big money that's actually for the socialism. That's where conservatives get fooled. They think, oh, big corporations must be perfect. Well, yeah, most corporations are producing products, doing a good job. It's the big elite, maybe top 20 of the Fortune 500. And they are predatory, and when you go to these SPP meetings, when you get their documents, they're there calling the shots. Okay, this is governmental action, this is major policies being decided on in secret. They kept the BAMF meeting secret last year. Dr. Corsi learned of it, a local reporter learned of it, and leaked details. Then they tried for a couple days to deny there was even a meeting. Now, literally, what was it, like 300-plus top people from the governments and all their aides, over 1,000 people there, with this huge resort in the beautiful mountains, and in Canada, and they're saying it doesn't exist with George Shultz and all these top people, all these top Bush administration, and they're all there. And now they're having another one, and they say 25 kilometer or 17, 18 miles, whatever it comes to, mile perimeter. And you see the free speech zones. And all these so-called conservatives have loved it when the liberals get arrested protesting Bush. Well, now when Hillary's president, or whatever monster Democrat it's going to be, you're going to get to have that done to you now. I remember when Clinton started against Free Republic people, and I spoke out against it and went out and supported them and went out and protested Bill Clinton, daring them locally to arrest me with the Freepers. Now the Freepers don't like me, and I shouldn't criticize Bush, and let's arrest everyone when they protest. Okay, fine, then you're going to have that happen to you. Look, either we're for the First Amendment or we aren't, okay? But I'm already digressing. Dr. Corsi has written this book, and it is a powerhouse. If I wasn't working until 2, 3 in the morning every day finishing Endgame, I would have already read the whole thing. But I've read quite a bit of it with the copy I was sent last week. Then we got in 100 of these. They're almost sold out, but we've got another 400 on the way. Folks, you need to get the Late Great USA. Order it now. All supplies last, but they're there right now. The coming merger with Mexico and Canada. Call toll-free 888-253-3139 to order. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com to order. You can also find it in bookstores everywhere or at worldnetdaily.com. Dr. Corsi, there is so much going on here. There is so much happening here that it just makes my head swim to have this compounded not just with the fact that they're denying it when we got their four-year documents in January of this year, and it's clearly government, it's clearly treason, and talk about merging our military, everything. And then on top of it, now they're having another secret meeting, and then they're saying no protest allowed when it got revealed. I mean, secret government treason going on against supposedly free Canada and the U.S. We expect this from Mexico. And then they say, but even in Mexico City, you can protest. There's not free speech zones. I mean, my gosh. Can you speak to that?
Well, that's right. There's going to be a 25-kilometer, about 18-mile security perimeter around this meeting up in Ottawa, Canada. It's going to be held in Montebello, Canada, in Quebec, Montebello, Quebec, at another beautiful resort. And no protesters are going to be allowed. It's going to be a security zone for 25 kilometers. And, Alex, you're exactly right, because it'll be closed to the press except for the final ceremony, all staged. And the group that's going to attend is the North American Competitiveness Council. Now, I wrote a whole chapter about the Competitiveness Council and the secret meeting that was held in Banff, and you're right about that, too, another secret meeting that we got the agenda and the attendee list, and we published those in the book. You can see the government officials that attended that secret meeting up in Banff, Canada. The North American Competitiveness Council is 30 top multinational corporations, 10 from Mexico, 10 from Canada, 10 from the United States. And they're going to be the only internal participants in this SPP meeting, because the multinational corporations are setting the agenda for how the North American integration is going to go.
We got the minutes from last.
We have the minutes.
Yeah.
We got a Freedom of Information Act request, and we finally got the minutes out of the Banff meeting. We got a few of the papers, and the minutes even discussed the stealth method, discussed keeping this information from the public. One Wall Street Journal reporter was allowed to attend, and she was sworn not to publish anything about the meeting. We publish her name in the book. I mean, these are the kinds of steps that are being taken, and when we get a hold of the participant list, the agenda, the papers through Freedom of Information Act requests, or we got these in the Banff meeting because some of the Canadian groups got a hold of them and sent them to us at WorldNet Daily, and we publish them. And again, There's a major attempt to keep the public out of this, and there will be August 20th and 21st up in Quebec, Canada. I'm going to go up to the meeting. I'm going to report on the meeting in person. I'm going to bring my camcorder.
Right now, I'm calling first dibs. I'm demanding. I've got to have it, sir. At least little 10, 15-minute pop-in reports.
Absolutely. You got it.
Okay, fantastic.
You got it. I'd love to, and we'll report to you live from the streets up there. I'm going to bring my camcorder and record it and start putting it on YouTube. Because there could be as many as 10,000 protesters organized from all over Canada and the United States to go to this meeting. But one of the groups, the Council on Canadians, rented a hotel the day before to have a private meeting, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police called them up and told them that they were getting their deposit back.
Unbelievable. So let's just stop right there. When I flew in to cover Bilderberg last June, it's all an endgame, they literally arrested me and said, you're here for the meeting, we're not going to let you in. They said, we're going to try to put you in prison if we find any reason to. And they said, because we know you're here for Bilderberg.
Well,
I mean, folks, where is the freedom of our societies that for 18 miles they're going to be arresting and stopping people, and then now they're saying people can't even rent hotels in the city? I mean, this is red alert tyranny. This is the Soviet Union. I mean, this is like communist China, Dr. Corsi. Can you speak to this? I didn't know this. Now, tell me the name of the group, and exactly, this is an outrage.
This is the next Security and Prosperity Partnership Summit meeting up in Quebec, Canada. It's going to be in Montebello, Quebec. It's going to be August 20th and 21st. And I've written about it. I've written two articles in World Net Daily about it. They have declared a 25 kilometer, 18 mile perimeter around the meeting. There'll be a security perimeter. No protests are going to be allowed. People are going to be screened coming in and out of this zone. It's going to be totally closed to the press. The press are only going to be allowed to attend the opening and closing ceremonies. But yet the invited guests of the North American Competitiveness Council, the 30 top multinational businesses in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, they're going to set the agenda for the SPP working groups, and all those sessions are going to be closed to the public.
Now, if that isn't police state, now, I mean, people email me and say, we're not in a police state. Folks, when they arrest you in Austin, if you don't have a permit, when five of you stand there with signs on the street corner, or when they arrest you in New York or D.C. and tell you you can't videotape anymore the police, but they can videotape you, and when they arrest you in Canada or detain you because you're coming to cover an event, or they say no one is allowed in, we can randomly grab whoever we want for 18 miles, 25 kilometers. I mean, folks, that is the stuff I read about in the Soviet Union in the 50s, 60s, 70s. I mean, that is hardcore police state, and they just and by the way, it fits the bill. They're engaging in treason, they're selling out our countries, and they're mad that it's been exposed, and they're scared of exposure, so they want to have, just like, remember last year we exposed the September meeting with
right.
Dr. Corsi's help and everybody else's work,
right.
And then they impromptu, a few months later then, staged that deal in Ottawa with Condoleezza Rice and the rest of them, and had a little staged press conference and you know, talked about non-issues. So see, literally, I mean, Dr. Corsi, I am speechless. I am speechless. I didn't know this. It just gets worse by the minute. I mean, this is, not only are they engaging in treason, now they're engaging in treason against our freedoms.
Well, I'm going to fly into Ottawa with my press credentials. I'm going to bring my camera and my camcorder. I'm going to go report
and
on it.
And you're a multiple-time New York Times bestseller.
Yes.
You write columns read by millions. And,
that's right.
And they're probably going to tell you you're not real media, like you told me.
They'll probably tell me I'm not real media when I try to enter Canada. But I've got my ticket. I'm going to go on up there. And I'm planning to stay. I'll be a day before and I'll be a day after. I'm going to stay up there for the whole event. I'm sure I won't be allowed over to Montebello. I'm sure I won't be able to get press credentials to attend the meeting. I'm sure I won't be able to cover even the closing ceremony. But I'll cover the protests, and I'll cover what people are doing in Canada to oppose the SPP, and I'll report on them there, but not allowed to visit the meetings.
Man, this is incredible. Dr. Corsi, continuing, I mean, I'm literally speechless on this. Why do you think they're behaving and acting like this?
Well, I think it's getting more, I think they're more fearful of the, I know the book is already pulling all this information in one place and make it easy to read, getting the footnotes. I know the book is scaring people in Washington. The administration's already starting to attack the book. There was comments yesterday in the Washington Times with the Department of Commerce. But Alex, it's getting more and more visible. I just documented the Trans-Texas Corridor plans are now fully adopted all the way up to Denver. The Ports to Plains Coalition, Corridor Coalition in Denver, which is another one of these, you know, Corridor Coalition groups supporting these NAFTA highways, Ports to Plain. And I've lived in Denver. I can't find any port anywhere around Denver. the only water around Denver is the Platte River.
You didn't see the Pacific Ocean there?
Well, the port they're talking about is down in Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla on the Pacific in Mexico.
Ah.
Because the idea is to bring the containers from China that are going to come into Mexican ports unloaded by Mexican dock workers, not only up the Trans-Texas Corridor, but now they're going to build this rural version of the Trans-Texas Corridor, and it's going to go across Dalhart, Texas, right through the panhandle of Oklahoma, and it's going to enter Denver at Lyman just by Interstate 70. And they've actually got on the Ports to Plains website, I wrote about this as well, they've got the actual plans that the Trans-Texas Corridor for the Department of Transportation in Texas gave to all these other states to make part of the Ports to Plains plan. They're going to build the exact same highway structure. And now they're looking for the international financing, and groups like Cintra, the Investment Consortium in Spain, are interested. So it's not just going to be 4 football fields wide a highway through Texas up parallel to Interstate 35.
It's 83 major roads.
That's exactly right. 83 major roads, and this new corridor, which is going to cut through the panhandle in Oklahoma and head right on into Denver, which is another route to bring the containers.
Well, Dr. Corsi, I want you to know that was not an affectation. That really only happens every few months. I was thinking a few minutes ago about not letting people for 18 miles protest or even be there and the police state that will be there. And I've already had a taste of it in Canada, and I was just speechless that it's come. Tyranny is here.
It's here.
I mean, once you get to that point, I was just envisioning forward, you know, logically, as you do once you've studied history, and I know you've, you know, studied it as well. You got a PhD in it.
Right.
I mean, looking at this, people don't realize once you get to the point of banning protests for 18 miles, you've already dropped off the edge, the slippery slope. Hell, you're down it.
It's here right now, because I was talking with the groups in Canada that rented this hall. They said they were just going to have a meeting before the summit meeting for the SPP started, the day before. They were going to be out of there, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police called them up. I interviewed the head of the town, a town named Poppinville, and this head of this town manager, said, that's right, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and the Sûreté de Québec, which is the state police in Quebec, called him up and said he had to cancel the meeting. He had to give the Council of Canadians back their deposit and tell them that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Sûreté de Québec, were themselves going to rent the entire facility.
Now imagine a mainline conservative, pro-national sovereignty, pro-Canada group.
Right.
Wants to be able to rent a hotel where they live, and they're told, no, a bunch of traitors are coming, and folks, this is just...
They're saying because of this meeting, even the day before, the 25-mile perimeter is going to be created, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are going to rent all facilities if they have to, so nobody else does.
Folks, we've got them in stock. They are sold out, the first and second printing in most stores. We've got 400 more with the tracking number on the way. We've got about 50 left right now. You need to get these before they go. Or if you order, it's coming in tomorrow, so we'll ship it out to you tomorrow.
I apologize there aren't more in the stores. Alex, you've got some of the last. You'll get some of the first of the next printing, too. We're rushing them out as quickly as we can.
Well, no, I mean that's good, though.
It's good because they're going as fast as they can, and the stores are being forced to bring them out from behind the cookbooks and sell them. But we're getting them printed as fast as we can, and we're committed to keep you supplied.
Absolutely, folks. So we've got them right now here, the late, great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. I want you to get a copy of this, 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And listen, in fact, I think I'll even discount it more. I think you should get two copies, folks. You should keep one for yourself and then mail it to Congress. And listen, the congressman or woman may not read it, but their aides are. People know Dr. Corsi. This is the guy that, you know, shot down Kerry. So the point is that you need to get this book and mail it to Congress, because Corsi now is in the real meat and potatoes, hardcore issues here, folks. And this is a powerful book. People will listen to Dr. Corsi. You need to buy multiple copies. Give them to your mayor. I mean, listen, it's our country, folks. And it's not just like, you You know, some of the mainline liberals and neocon type conservatives say, well, we are a global government. It's the next phase in human development. First we were hunter-gatherer, then agrarian, then city-state, then nation-state, then empire. No. It's not like we're going to some new level. You're losing your due process, your liberty, your freedom, your property rights under this. You understand? This global government, this SPP, is taking your basic liberties that our forefathers literally fought, bled, and died. Okay, millions of our men have died for this country. And I'm not going to sit here and watch a bunch of criminals go have secret meetings and then tell people you can't even cover it. That is not the U.S. That is not Canada. This is disgusting. And I demand you get the late, great USA and get it out to everybody. By the way, Endgame covers these issues, but it's not going to be out until October. We need to get this out to people now. Available at InfoWars.com. Dr. Corsi's our guest. He'll be with us about 15, 20 minutes of the next hour. Then huge news with Aaron Dykes in studio. Big stuff we learned. Frank, Joshua, Mike, Steve, Kyle, many others. Your calls are straight ahead on the other side. Get your copy of the late, great USA.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Think about the woman.
Tom Quartz is our guest. We are fighting the New World Order. It's going to backfire on these arrogant creatures saying none of this exists when we have all the documents. It's going to backfire on them. We've got to take the fact they're lying, show the people how they've been lied to, and then explain to them that you better get involved, or our way of life, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution is gone. Dr. Corsia, let's take some calls.
That's great. Let's do it.
Frank in Arizona, you're on the air with Dr. Corsi. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Corsi. I just have two questions. One, when do you think that they'll declare this North American Union? And two, what do you think the political system will be like? Will they still have elections?
Well, I think the discussion, certainly the Council on Foreign Relations is called for 2010 to be the first stage, which is a North American community. And Robert Pastor seems to be on that plan. He's the academic at American University that's been proposing this North American community for 10 years.
And historically, they always use some front dummy claiming it was all his idea, like with Woodrow Wilson. And if I could get your take on this, Dr. Corsi, from my study, basically it took 45 years to get the EU by stealth. We're on the same exact names and paradigm, but it's telescoped down to 10 years. Correct, sir?
Well, that's right. And I write in the book, I show how the parallel exists, that, and a quote from the intellectual elite that did the EU, people like Jean Monnet, we now have his memoirs. He wrote them before he died and admitted that it was all a stealth process. He'd been lying. He knew that if he put in the economic agreements...
I read his memoirs. We actually own them. Yeah.
Yeah, and the people would... And then they could deny that it had anything to do with a governmental... regional government.
And he says that. Again,
it's yeah.
And we read the book here at the office for Endgame, and then, of course, I saw it in your book, which is we're on the same parallel.
It's same parallel. And so if we can look at their game plan from the elite that created the European Union, and they admit they knew going down the economic path would force the political path to happen, and now the same plan, and they could deny the political plan while they were putting in the coal and steel agreement and the European common market.
And the Treaty of Rome. Now, Frank,
exactly.
You had a second question.
Yeah,
what form
will it look like? I think, again, let's look at Robert Pastor. Robert Pastor, with students every summer, runs a North American mock parliament. And he's talking about having parliamentary groups. So I think there will be ultimately a regional parliamentary group.
Well, they've already had joint congresses every year for, 5 years in Mexico?
Exactly. We'll have a regional... the North American Competitiveness Council is the beginning of a new executive business advisory group where the multinational corporations will set the agenda for what the executive branch of the regional government's going to do. We already have the beginnings of the judicial. We've got Chapter 11 tribunals in NAFTA. They can overturn U.S. state and federal laws.
And under world trade, they already supersede the authority of Congress in an abdication.
And on the Mexican trucks, our Supreme Court has already issued a decision saying that our environmental laws cannot be made to apply to the Mexican trucks coming across the border.
Which, again, is unfair trade practices, but this whole thing's written to be unfair. When you hear free trade, folks, it's the opposite. We'll be right back with Dr. Corsi. Does that answer your question, Frank?
Yeah, I just wanted to really know if the people would still have a voice in voting or not.
You'll have no. Well, let's get Dr. Corsi's take on that. I've got mine. I'm sure it'll be the same. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.